Embrace God's Strength in Parenting, written by Christy Woods, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has punishment. He who fears is not made perfect in love. Have you ever felt like the worst parent in the world? If so, you're not alone. None of us are perfect. Only Jesus is. But when we believe our shortcomings and messy situations label us as parenting failures, condemnation, often based on fear, infiltrates our minds. Lean in close and listen to the internal chatter. Does fear chime, "Not good enough"? "You'll damage your kids." "I just can't do it." Or some other bit of banter? If so, there's good news. Perfect love casts out all fear. Forget being the worst parent in the world. Turn a deaf ear toward fear. God turns mistakes and weaknesses into beautiful stories of His glory with a four-letter word, love. We may struggle in our parenting skills, but we have a Father who leads us daily with love. And with Him, all things are possible. Our involvement includes simply offering ourselves to Him through prayer, forgiveness, with humility, and a need for wisdom. God hears our cry for help. Think of Hannah offering her child for God's service, Moses' mom setting him in a basket, or Mary, mother of a child at whom many cast stones and the spittle in their mouth. All showed evidence of caring, and you do too. Circumstances may or may not have helped wave the good parent flag over these ladies, at least not at the time. But if we look down history's road, we see women with hearts turned toward God, mothers walking in faith, and women who appear to have tried their best at parenting. And so that's what we do. We try our best, and our best comes with God. Replace the words of condemnation or fear with truth-filled words of love. Gather three or four verses now in preparation for times when condemnation or fear hit. Our struggles offer opportunities to lean on God. May parenting be our reminder of our intense need for the love, grace, and forgiveness of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might." May you and I be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might as we parent today, tomorrow, and beyond. Be encouraged, friend, as you sow seeds of faith in your children that will bear fruit in due time.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.